Blog Talk Radio.
Goals or dreams you desire? Do you know what your heart truly yearns? Well, let's go on a journey of discovery and dig in and figure this out together. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this special opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Where you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Don't you want to live out your dreams? I know I sure do. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Speaking of being on the journey, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation. We love the rich interactivity that happens during the time of allowing you to ask questions and make comments. So we encourage you, because we love when you chime right on in, share with us what you're getting from the show. Take your notes now so that at the appropriate time, when we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in, you're ready to do so. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I always love the richness that is shared during this time, because it's all about empowering you, giving you more tools to add to your toolbox so that you are more equipped to work it now. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Get those pens and notepads, iPads, laptops, desktops, tablets, whatever you need. Because again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And the question on the table is, why? 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 Do you know why? 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 Again, I say, why? You see, lately in my coaching practice, this question of why continues to come up. With my clients in my one-on-one coaching practice, my corporate clients that I consult with, and group members in my private mastermind, can't get away from this three-letter word of why. Do you know your driving why? Do you know your driving why? Why are you pursuing the vision that you're pursuing? Why are you pursuing the goals that you are pursuing? Why are you chasing after and desiring the dreams that you're fighting for? These are all questions that bring great clarity on our journey. And so often individuals struggle with this very three-letter word of why. You see, I've grown to realize that having the right why as our anchor is a powerful fuel. You know, when your car gets to that place of being on empty, you know you got to go to the gas station. You got to fuel up so that you can continue to drive and the car can run at its optimum best. Well, having the right why as an anchor is a powerful fuel. And I want you to understand that your why, it's not a single event. Many have come to realize that their why is associated with a single event. Why are you getting married? For the wedding, single event. Why are you fighting for that goal to achieve it? Single event. You see, the person that is focused on the wedding, they have not given any thought to the marriage. They focus so much attention and energy to the single event that they've lost of our why should be connected to a higher call of purpose. But if it's single event focused, when we reach that single event, now I'm disenchanted. I'm moving on to the next thing because my why is not associated with a higher call of purpose. You know, it's so interesting. I had a rich coaching session with one of my coaching clients, and she was feeling so frustrated. And she was feeling so frustrated because she was losing her fire and her passion. And we began to talk about her why. And she came to realize that her why was associated with a single event. And when that single event had been accomplished, now it's like, okay, whatever. I'm done. It's over. On the other side, speaking with one of my consulting clients, they were so frustrated because they're like, Coach Adams, my team doesn't get it. I said, well, have you taken them on the journey of why? Why are they associated with this tribe? She said, Coach Adams, you don't get it. I've talked to them about the why. They just don't get it. I said, well, it sounds like the why is associated with a single event. I said, you have to assist them in raising the standard of understanding that the why is a higher call of purpose. The why is a higher call of purpose. It's not a single event. And many of us, we're so focused on from one event to the next, from one event to the next, from one event to the next. If I can just achieve this goal, if I can just reach this goal, if I can just accomplish this. But we're not taking into consideration that life is a journey. And because life is a journey, if we don't have a higher call of purpose and it's event-based, then I'm not living life based on a greater significance of a because that keeps me going. And so when I reach the event, I'm done. And then I become disenchanted. I know for me in real estate, and for those of you who are regular listeners, you've heard bits and pieces of my story and my journey in real estate. For me, real estate, and I can say this quite frankly and honestly, it was about the single event. And the single event was cha-ching, close, so I can get paid. That was the focus. It wasn't about a higher call of purpose. And when your higher call of purpose is missing, you'll become disenchanted. You will not have the fire that you need to continue to pursue your vision, your dreams, your goals. So I want to raise your consciousness and your standard today of understanding that who God designed you to be, it's woven into the very fabric of your being. It's coded in your DNA. Your life assignment, my life assignment, it's in our DNA. It's how we're wired. It's how we're programmed. It's how we've been designed. It's the reason why we've been created. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Coach Adams, you know I have an extra bend to this area of purpose. Because of my journey in real estate and it not being purposeful and feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, dealing with life's great resistance and friction because I was trying to squeeze into a space that I wasn't designed for, feeling frustrated because I'm feeling like nothing's happening, nothing's coming together, nothing's working. Because, again, my event was let's get paid. It was all about the money, the M-O-N-E-Y. And please understand my heart. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the desire for money. We're in a world society. We need money. But when your priorities are out of alignment, now you have an issue. Because when the money is not there, now what? And for me in real estate, when the money wasn't there, I was disenchanted. And I was told my broker, holla, see ya, deuces, I'm out. I needed to take a journey of discovery and figure out what was it that I was created for? What was it that I was placed on the planet to do? Because I knew in my unknowing that clearly this is not it, because it wasn't working. It wasn't coming together. Real estate is not a bad industry. I was around individuals who were truly affluent in the industry, but it wasn't the right fit for me. And so for most of us, the challenge is connecting with that higher call of purpose. And that gets us again to our why. Remember, our why is attached to that higher call of purpose. And when we tap into who we have been created to be, life has greater significance and life has greater meaning. So I have this question that I want us to really process and dig into together. What will it take for you to live life on purpose and for you to fuel your passion? I'm not saying just, you know, kind of loosey-goosey, ooh, I'm a flower child, I'm just going to kind of go where the wind goes and flow the way that it flows. No. Life is about intentionality. For those of you who are familiar with Coach Adams, you know that my leadership partner is John C. Maxwell, and I teach various masterminds on several of the curriculums that are available, and 15 Invaluable Laws is one of the curriculums. And the number one law out of the gates is the law of intentionality. And many of us, we're living life, we're just kind of loosey-goosey, flying around haphazardly. We don't have a plan. We don't have a strategy. We're just a flower child. I'm just going to flow wherever the wind takes me. I'm just going to flow, flow. You don't know, Coach Adams, I'm a flow person. How is that working for you, that flow spirit? How is that working for you? Are you reaching the goals that you desire? Are you working your vision? Are you living your dream? How is that working for you? Because intentionality is so key. And if we're not intentional on our journey, we are not going to achieve our dream. And speaking of our dream, I have my next private mastermind roundtable on the subject of put your dream to the test. I love this curriculum. And I always like to close out the year with this curriculum. Why? Because it gets you in that place of wrapping up the year that you're in and positioning for the year to come. And so I want to share with you that a dream is a picture and a blueprint of a person's purpose and potential. Do you know what that picture and that blueprint looks like for you? Because, again, that brings forth clarity. And it's so important for us to have clarity on our journey. You know, I've come to realize that the four common reasons for an individual not pursuing their dreams, you know, this insight is so dynamic because it's one of these areas, usually, generally speaking, that prevent individuals from pursuing their dreams. In many cases, it's that I've had past disappointments. I've had, you know, disappointment after disappointment, let down after let down, and because of all of the disappointments, I'm now wounded. I now don't want to take a risk because of all of the disappointments, because of all of the setbacks, because of all of the things that didn't go my way. So one of the common reasons why an individual would not pursue their dreams and identify their dreams is because of disappointment. So that disappointment has become a constraint for them. That disappointment has been, can we be real today? Because this is something we all have dealt with at some stage or another. They're constipated. There's a blockage. Yeah, I said it. They're constipated. There's a blockage. There is a constraint. And so because of that disappointment, those issues of the past, now they're stuck. They're stuck in this quicksand. They don't know how to get out. So they just say, well, whatever, I'll just exist in life. I'm stuck in the quicksand anyway. I've been disappointed time and time again. You just don't know, Coach Adams. You don't understand all of what I've been through. And you're right. Personally, I don't know what you've been through. But at the same time, you don't know what I've been through. And I want to give you some insight as you've tuned in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. And we thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to make sure that you are here investing this hour of empowerment and that when you leave, you are more equipped with the tools that you need to move to the next level. Again, we're talking about the four common reasons why an individual would not identify their dream, would not pursue their dreams. We said disappointment. The other is discouragement. You've been discouraged along the way. Somebody told you because they didn't accomplish anything. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. You can't write that book. What makes you think you can do that? Whatever those discouraging words have been that have been spoken in your life. You can't start that business. You've never done a business. Oh, my gosh, I have some insight for you. Do you know that every author had to start with their first book? Do you know that every screenwriter had to start with their first screenplay, first movie, first invention, whatever it is? There was always a first. We didn't just come out noted authors on the New York Times best-selling list, blockbuster movies, whatever it may be. That didn't just happen. Started with the first one. And so somewhere along the way, you've been discouraged. There's been some discouraging words spoken into your life. And, you know, I really am passionate about the power of words, and those of you that listen in regularly, you know this. I wrote a breakout chapter in the book, The Change, number 14, on the power of words. And because of my journey, and my piece of my story is in this chapter, very insightful. It's an insightful journey into empowerment. 20 different coaches collaborating on this project. And so I say that because I understand the importance of words, the power, the weight that words carry, the fact that words will give us and bring us life or death. It's in the power of our tongue, in the words that we speak, in the words that we hear. The words that are spoken to us become seeds in what I call our emotional bank account. And so I share that with you because somewhere along the way, you are not identifying your dreams because of discouragement or disappointment or, and again, we're talking about the four common reasons. Maybe, just maybe, you're feeling like settling. I've been settling. You know, I'll just settle in right here. I have this good job and, you know, it's paying me very well. And although I have this big dream, I'm just going to stay right here because this is safe. It's my comfort zone. It feels good. And so I'm going to stay right here. And I mean, you know, I'm settling, but it's okay. How many of us settle in life on so many different levels for one reason or another? We settle. And so because we settle and because we don't quite understand our why, we settle where we are. And so the reality is we're not living. We're just simply existing. We're getting by life from day to day. Prior to COVID-19, 85% of people based on a Gallup poll would go to jobs that they didn't like every day, just existing. And now, unfortunately, many have been furloughed and released, and they're on unemployment or whatever the case may be. The job that they hated, they didn't like it, and now they're mad because they're on unemployment instead of pursuing their dreams. And they're not pursuing their dreams because they're settling. Are you settling today? Are you allowing discouragement of the past to prevent you from pursuing your purpose, to prevent you from living your dreams? Are you allowing past disappointments? And this is the thing about disappointments. Disappointments happen. It's all a part of the cycle of life. But if I let one disappointment throw me off my square of life and never try again, I won't get to that opportunity that will be fulfilling. I won't get to the success. I won't get to the win. And many of us have quit because of one disappointment. Oh, okay, you're thinking, Coach Adams, I've had more than one disappointment. You don't understand. Okay, maybe two. I'm not minimizing what you have endured and gone through. Trust me, I'm not. But you still have breath in your body. What that tells me is you still have purpose in you that needs to be fulfilled. There is still great potential of purpose in you. What will you do with it? What will you do with it? I want you to really process around that as we're talking about the four common reasons why someone would not identify their dreams, those disappointments, the discouragement, settling. Ooh, how about, this is huge, this is a big one, the lack of confidence. We don't have the confidence. You know, I've grown to realize, and many of you that listen in regularly, you know that I am the Global Master Trainer for Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. If you want more information, you can visit bossthemovement.com. But I mentioned that because it was through my leadership with Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth that I understood what my birthrights are in Christ. I'm a believer, for those of you who listen in, not trying to push my beliefs on you, but that's what I believe. I believe in Christ. And so I learned about birthright. And the number one birthright is confidence. And it is this lack of confidence that many people do not pursue and identify their dreams. Because of all of the brokenness of the past, all of the issues of the past, all of the stuff of the past, the words of the past, the experiences of the past, this of the past and that of the past, and all of that past stuff has caused brokenness. And so now you don't have the confidence. And so when someone says, pursue your dream, you don't have the confidence to do that. But you don't have to stay in any of these areas, any of these quadrants that we just spoke about. They're common reasons. Wanted to bring them to your awareness so that you would know, okay, what am I dealing with? But I want you to know that what we're talking about specifically as it relates to the why, once you understand why would I not pursue my dreams, now it's time to examine this why, because remember, we talked about that our why is our what? Do you remember? Yes, I can feel the vibration. It is our higher calling of purpose. The higher calling of purpose, the higher call of purpose. It's the very reason why we were created. It's in our DNA. And so I'm going to give you an acronym, as I often do. You guys know, the regular listeners, that I love a good acronym because it makes it easy to remember information. So our acronym today on Motivational Mondays, it's a simple one, three-letter word, why. And we're going to dive into, as we've been talking about, the why. And so the W is, what does your, it's really what. The W is what, but I'm making a connecting point between each one. But let's talk about the what. The what is that identifying, what is it? In order for me to identify what is it, I have to ask what and identify what takes me on a journey. For me to get clarity on the what, you see, again, one of the areas in put your dream to the test is clarity. We must clarify our dream. And so this question of what, identifying what is it, asking takes us on a journey of discovery, and it gives us clarity. Because when I began to say, what was I created for? I went through that very process when I was in real estate, and I realized, bing, this ain't it. Houston, we have a problem. This is not what I've been created to do. I had to go on a journey of discovery. If you really want to make that connection with greater significance and the higher call of purpose, guess what? You can't just sit back in your comfort zone in your easy chair or your hammock and put your feet up and think it's going to come to you. No. You have to go on a journey. You have to seek it out. You have to start looking and tapping into so that you can identify the what. Because clarity is the key step in putting your dream to the test. Now, maybe you're listening in, and I can't imagine that this is the case with our global listening audience, because we're all about working it now. We're all about work your vision. We're all about achieving your goals. We're all about living your dreams. So I can't imagine that you're one of those individuals tuning in that's saying, that's not me. I'm just going to keep my feet up on the hammock. No, so what that means is that you have to be willing to dig in to get the clarity that you need. Because until you can envision it, you can't do it. And this getting the clarity starts with us on the journey. So I was at a crossroads in my life when I was in real estate. And, you know, interestingly enough, and I share this, in my coaching practice and groups and all of that, I'm like, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was a little cray-cray to get into real estate finance. I don't like finance. Oh, problem. I didn't do it, as I stated earlier, because of purpose. I did it because I was working in the industry. It seemed like a natural transition. My family was in real estate, all of that. And when I made the decision to step away because of a deal that just went awry and off the rails, and it was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me, when I went on this journey of discovery and really started to dig in, it was like I was having these aha moments along the way. But had I not taken the time to go on the journey of discovery and to determine what is it, I would not be sharing with you today on Motivational Monday. Did you hear what I said? I would not be sharing with you today on Motivational Monday. It is because of that journey that I can now share with you on the airwaves, because I took the time to identify what is it. And so when we're looking at our acronym Y, and we're understanding that in order for us to move to the next level, I must identify what it is, whatever that looks like for you. For Coach Adams, it's speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. It's simple. I was doing what I'm doing before I had a title for what I'm doing. Why? Because it was coded in my DNA. It's just who I am. I can go to the grocery store right now and get engaged in a conversation, and suddenly I'm coaching somebody. I remember when I was in real estate and I had one of my last clients, I'm at their home and I'm taking their application for refinancing their loan. And I remember the wife saying, Coach, she didn't say coach. I'm so used to saying coach. She was like, Shania, yeah, we love that you're so into our lives, but we're just trying to refinance our home. And what she was saying without even knowing what she was saying, and I didn't have a title for what she was saying at the time, but because of my journey discovery, I went back to that moment. She was saying, you're trying to coach us, and we're not looking for a coach. She didn't have a title. I didn't have a title. She just knew it wasn't the right fit for the purpose that I was there. And the purpose I was there at the time was to help her and her husband refinance their home. But I, because it's a part of my DNA, it's who I am, it's who I've been created to be, I started coaching them. I'm trying to help them close life gaps. When I look at it now, it makes me giggle. Because who you are and who you've been created to be, who you are designed to be, it's coded in your very DNA. You just have to simply discover what is it. So our why is what? And as we move from our why, what, we're going to move into what does your H, your heart. Your heart represents your passion. And it is this passion, the fire, that is anchored in a strong, compelling emotion on the inside that enables you to, this is why you need passion. This is where the heart comes in. It enables you to overcome adversity. Because if you don't have a strong enough anchor in your passion, a strong enough fire, guess what? When the obstacles come, the adversity comes, you're going to simply throw in the towel and quit. White flag, towel in the air. Bing, bing, bang. I'm done. So this passion, this fire on the inside, this strong, compelling emotion on the inside, it enables us to overcome adversity. Because that fire is burning on the inside. It's like, if I don't coach somebody, if I don't speak somewhere, that flame that's burning begins to go out. And I'm no longer fulfilled if that doesn't happen. Because I was doing it, as I just established, before I had a title for it, before I even knew what it was. And so when your fire is not burning in the area of the what that gives you the greater significance of the why, you are simply existing. You're not living. You're just existing. You're miserable in life because there is no greater significance. There is no call of a higher purpose. And that's what gives our lives fulfillment. I am so fulfilled in my life. I am so grateful. I just, you know, I could have a praise break right in this moment because I am so grateful. One, as I share with you and I reflect back, I'm so grateful that I've made the connection with my why, that I've made the connection with the higher call of purpose. It doesn't mean that my life has been effortless, that I haven't had any challenges, anything I've had to overcome in situations, but it is because of the what that is centered in my passion that I have been able to overcome. And so that fire burning on the inside has allowed me to be able to overcome adversity. And I've had my fair share of adversity, believe me. It hasn't been an easy or a perfect journey. But when I say to you, in all honesty, it has been the most fulfilling
Oh my gosh, I have had some amazing experiences that I'm so grateful for. In addition, our heart, the H, representative of our passions, that fire, it gives us the initiative. See, when I am fired up about something, it makes me decide, what am I going to do? That's why when I'm in the grocery store in a line with somebody, social distancing and COVID-19, I can get fired up. If you start talking to me and sharing the challenges of your life, I'm like, the coach in me gets fired up and that fire starts to burn. I'm like, let me help you through it. I have to often remember to ask people, hey, I'm a coach. Can I coach you? Let me give you some coaching. On the house, on me, complimentary. Let me give it to you. So it gives you the initiative and it increases that passion, that fire. It increases your odds for success. It increases it. Why? Because you are not likely to quit. Because the fire is too strong, the passion is too strong, the compelling emotion is too strong, despite the challenges. I remember early on my journey, well-meaning people who loved me and wanted the very best for me. They were like, that ministry thing, coaching, yeah, that's cute, but you need to get a job. And I'm still on this stool, you know, fired up, and I love what I do. I didn't have all the answers, but I had the fire on the inside, my heart, which represents my passions, and that fire on the inside of me. I still maintain that today. That's why I do what I do every Monday for you. Do you know I pay to be on the airway? Because of the fire, the passion, your call for purpose. I pay to be here to sow into you. It costs me something. It doesn't cost you anything but your time to tune in and receive, but it costs me something to live out my purpose and to be able to fulfill my assignment. And that's what we have to understand. It's going to cost you something. And so the why, and I want to hear from you. We're going to invite you into the conversation. So if you want to chime right on in, I encourage you, this is the time in our program. And we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear from you. So, our acronym, Y. W is what? H is heart. Y is yearn. Let me bring it all together for you because it's a question. What does your heart yearn for? What does your heart yearn for? Let's talk about the yearning. The yearning is this strong, earnest desire for something. And in addition, it's connected with this tenderness around a specific area that moves you, that you're attracted to. I remember when I was on my journey of discovery, I went back to my BFF in elementary, junior high, and high school. And I said, you know, what is it that you see are my natural gifts and talents? And we kind of had this conversation and went on this discovery. She said, you know what, you've always been a motivator. You've always seen things from a positive point of view. You've been a good source of energy around people. People used to love to be around you. And I didn't know that that's what people saw, but that's true. I've always been an optimist, always been an optimist. And I always do fight to see the good in any situation. When we do live seminars and we may not have the numbers that we want with my mentors, it'll tease me and say, there could be 2 people in the room, and you're like, oh, my God, it's all these people. It's amazing. finding the good in any situation because that's how I'm wired. And so I want to hear from you, and I want to share with you, if you want to take my next 8-week mastermind journey, I would love to have you. Oh, yay. I love it. We have a caller. Area code 424, last four digits, 5715. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What is your question or comment? And thank you so much for tuning in.
Well, Coach Adams, this is Dr. Gene Johnson, and I'm telling you, you are doing a fantastic job. You know, I'm sitting up here taking notes. You know, you breaking this wire down. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, first of all, I want to encourage you, keep up the good work. This is some good stuff. And, you know, I'm just on this yearning part. I want you to go a little bit deeper on that, you know, because I think a lot of people at times we don't recognize that we have that yearning. You follow me? There are some things that we want, and we sometimes press them down instead of embracing them so they can come out. So can you go a little bit deeper on that?
Absolutely. And Dr. Gene, thank you so much for taking the time out to tune in, for engaging. Your engagement is so valued and appreciated. I so appreciate you. And, wow, have you inspired me today? I love it. Thank you so much, sir. And yes, we're going to dig into our yearning a little bit more. And I just want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open. And Dr. Gene, if you can press 1 to take yourself out of the queue. If you have another question, of course, you press 1 to add yourself back. I would so appreciate that. And so as we dig in even deeper, again, I want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open. And we welcome your interaction and engagement. And so as we dig into this why, this yearning, see, for many of us, we want something, and I love that Dr. Gene brought that up, but we don't have this strong enough desire for it. We think it's cute. Oh, I would love to do that. You know, I have this vision for whatever it is. But we don't have a strong enough desire, that earnestness, that heartfelt belief around that particular area that really moves us to take action. And I think that what Dr. Gene was saying, for many of us, because the yearning is not strong enough, we say it, it sounds good, we can articulate it so well. But there's a disconnect in our movement. There's a disconnect in how we govern ourselves on our journey, that fire that moves us with our passion, that strong enough, that earnestness that gets us to take action. And where many of us fall short is we don't execute. We don't take action on what we say we believe. We have this dream in us, and, you know, it's so interesting. One of my spiritual partners, she talks about, can you imagine being pregnant, having a baby in the womb that's supposed to be there for 9 months, and the baby's in the womb? Imagine this. I want you to really imagine this. The baby's in the womb a year later. You may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, that's not too bad. That's only 3 months beyond when it was due. Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's look at a baby being in the womb at age 5. Imagine that, if you will. 5 years old, still in the womb. It has not been birthed. Why? Because we do not do what we need to do. We don't have a strong enough anchor. We're not yearning strong enough, earnestly enough. We don't have what we need to move. We're not attracted to anything enough that stimulates us to do what we need to do. And I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you spoke about passion. That's your fire. Your heart represents your passion, which is your fire.
But this yearning is this strong, earnest desire. Hear what I'm saying. It's this strong, earnest desire that you have for whatever that vision, dream, those goals are that you want to achieve. You have such a tenderness around, I gotta do this. Oh my gosh, this is just so near and dear to my heart. I have to do this. You don't understand. You know, and it moves you to take action. You may not have the action, but it moves you to start allowing Google to be your best friend and searching it out. It moves you into the realm of asking questions. It moves you, that yearning, that strong desire for the vision. Is your yearning strong enough for your vision? Do you say, I want to accomplish it, but yet when obstacles come, your passion is not great enough, and so you just throw in the towel at the very first adversity that you deal with? Remember why individuals don't pursue their dreams and identify that. We talked about those four areas, and those four areas are so key, and I want to remind us of this. Because these are the four common reasons why we don't pursue our dreams. We've been disappointed. Know that you're not alone. We've all been disappointed. Each and every one of us have had to face and deal with disappointment. You are not alone. Along the way, someone has discouraged us, said, you can't do that. Get a job. It doesn't make sense. Who do you think you are? The vision is too big. The dream is too great. Or settling. You know, I got this good job. Okay, so I'm not pursuing my vision, and that's okay. You know, I mean, this is good. It's good. But you don't have that fire. You have that yearning for something more, for something greater. And yet you're settling. You're not doing what you've been created to do. You know God gave you that vision. You know it. And you talk yourself down out of it. You've allowed others to talk you down out of it. And it boils down to the fact that you just don't have the confidence in it. Which all of us think about it. I remember my first speaking opportunity. I had never spoke before a group before and done a workshop. I was like, yeah, you know, I had to build into that. But I had to make a decision because the yearning to fulfill God's assignment, the higher call of purpose on my life, it was stronger than my insecurities of saying, hey, I've never done this before, and will people receive me, and all of those various things, whatever your industry is, that we all struggle with. And so I want to remind us of the why, and then I want to close us out because it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Again, you have just a moment or two to chime right on in if you desire to do so, and I thank you, our global listening audience, for listening in. Dr. Jean, thank you again for your comment and all of what you shared. That was so rich, and you truly inspired me today. And those of you that are listening in, looks like we have another question or comment. So area code 424-5715. Go for it. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Well, Coach Adams, I tell you, you know, again, this is Dr. Jean. This was awesome. And, you know, this why, especially on that the yearning part, you know, as you talked about that, I think your program is an excellent program that people can tune into to feed their yearning. Because, you know, I was excited and motivated just based on what you shared in this short period of time. And so I'm over here questioning my why. You know, why am I doing what I'm doing? And so, you know, I think I'm going to have to tune in again and get a little bit more of this feeding.
Well, why don't you tune on in? Set yourself a reminder. We're here every Monday for you at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love it. Thank you so much, sir, for your comments. So appreciate it, and appreciate you tuning in today. Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing how quickly time flies. We're going to have to wind down and wrap things up. If you missed the fullness of the broadcast, stay mindful that our on-demand library is available for your convenience, again, at www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media for You. www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. We took an amazing journey on examining our why. I gave you an acronym. As you know, I love doing acronyms. And our acronym was for why, W-H-Y. The W represents your what. We must identify what is it. Our H represents our heart, and that is our passion, our fire for what it is. And then the why, that yearning, that earnest desire for whatever it is, that it all connects and comes back together. Now, I want to share with you, our global listening audience, as we close out today, that my next 8-week private mastermind group on Put Your Dream to the Test starts October the 1st. And so if you pre-register now, you're going to save $200. I'm giving you the gift of empowerment of $200 for those that act now. You can call our team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I want to encourage you as we close out today's broadcast, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your dreams. Don't lose focus on your vision. Connect with your why, which is your higher call of purpose, and do something differently so that you can achieve the results that you desire. Now may be the perfect time for you to join into a winning one-on-one coaching partnership. I'm available. I'm here for you. I want to be on your dream team. Again, give our team a call. I'm here to partner with you with the resources and tools that I have available. We can continue this conversation socially through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Just simply, if you're not already a member, ask to be a part of the group, and you are welcome. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're going to be here same time next week. Dr. Jean, set that reminder. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Maybe you want to learn more about Coach Adams and the full circle of empowerment that I have available. Visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com, to learn more about our full circle of empowerment. You can call our team again at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. My full circle of empowerment is designed to empower you and to give you tools to win in life on your journey so that you may be more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, whatever they may be, and work it now. When I coach, guess what? You guessed it. You win. I leave you with this, and I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.